Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're talking about time, time travel, the reality. Is there a reality? Are we just kind of going through theorizing here, Mike, or how would this work out in the real world?
Well, that's a good question. Are we actually in the real world? Because you just questioned reality. So, yeah, what is reality? Is this really our reality? Or is this an experience that we're having elsewhere? So, like, when we look at ideas of the simulated universe, the idea that, you know, what our existence here is just an illusion. We've kind of, you know, been talking about illusions here and there as well. And I believe that we are, to some extent. I don't believe it's a computer simulation like out of the Matrix. I think a lot of people think of it that way now because of our science fiction in that particular movie, of course. And that's fine. It helps us to grapple with some of those different concepts. But I think it's something that's more organic and biological in nature, but still a type of simulation. And our ancient religions talked about this. You look at some of those Eastern cultures, the idea of reincarnation, that, you know, we're coming from, you know, wherever it is, the home world, down to here, living a life, learning and experiencing, and then go back up and start the whole cycle again. Well, that's essentially logging in and out of the simulation, whether it's, you know, computer-based or otherwise. It could be a flight simulator, sure, it could be a computer, all these different things. So then we look at time in that concept. And again, we could use a computer or a video game or whatever as a potential idea for that. All of that is existing within the program. It's there. It's all whole. Kind of like we've been talking about, you know, some of these other concepts. The whole thing is there. You know, you go back to the mid-80s with, you know, Super Mario on a cartridge. You know, the whole game was there. You played it through in a linear fashion. Sometimes you could find a back door to another level, but the ones that could go in and out at will, before the thing was in the cartridge, was, you know, the programmers. Same thing with the downloadable program now. You know, it's the whole thing is there. And while the casual player has to move through the thing literally, those that are above that, the programmers, know how to go in and out at will. And so if we are in this simulation, then we're a part of that whole. We're in that cartridge. We're in that program. So there's something else that is beyond that, that is another world. And time, of course, would work very differently there than, you know, again, take like a Mario or a lot of RPG games use day-night cycles. But the day-night cycles work very differently than our natural time cycles. So, yeah. From the perspective of a simulated universe, time would be very different.
I wanted to go back just briefly. You had talked about, at an earlier part of the show, Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that he always referred to with the development of his inventions was his ability to picture whatever it was that he was working on as a finished product. And the way he described it almost sounded like a hologram that would be in front of his eyes, like a vision. And he could rotate it, turn it around in any different direction, tear it apart. And then basically he would just copy down this vision as reality, you know, and then have his engineers put it together as per his specifications. So, I mean, it sounds very much like what you were talking about earlier, that, you know, was he tapping into that Akashic record, so to speak, or was he having visions from the future, where his future mind was actually sending that vision back to him?
Yeah, I think we're almost talking one and the same thing here. So, yeah, he's basically his whatever brainwave state that he was accessing it with. You could say it was a vision. It may be the record, if we want to look at it from the idea of Akashic record or collective unconscious or eternal knowledge. Perhaps that record to him was visual, where he was able to open up and see it and, you know, laid out all out in front of him. Yeah, the problem with Tesla was that he was so tapped into all that that he was opening things that were far beyond it. And he didn't want to take the steps because in his mind, he would tell people this. They'd be like, well, can you build us what, you know, that is? He's like, oh, I don't have to. I already know it works. I want to get on to the next thing. That's why, like with the Wardenclyffe Tower, he was trying to, basically, he's talking about, you know, wireless transmission across the globe. And that was so, the concept of that was so far beyond what everybody else was envisioning or talking about at the time. You know, they either, you know, they would laugh at him. And when J.P. Morgan, you know, pulled his funding from him, you know, it's because he's looking over there at, you know, Marconi. And Marconi is sending, you know, ship-to-shore signals using Tesla's technology, by the way, to do that sort of thing. And Tesla's like, I already know that can work. It's using my technology. I know that can work. That's fine. I'm doing that for the whole globe. That's nothing. But the, you know, regular casual human being wants to see those steps because the larger, grander vision is too much for him. But that's what Tesla was seeing. So he's like, yeah, I already know that little stuff is going to work. Let me get to the big thing and forego those steps that you guys want to see. That's why he gets his funding pulled.
Well, one of the other things about Tesla is that in his New York laboratory, he actually suffered from an accident where he was shocked and said afterwards that in that moment, he actually felt like that he had been placed outside of space-time and he could see the entire past, present, future unfurled in front of him for that brief moment, and he said that he felt in that brief moment, which to him, he said it felt like an eternity, even though it was just a couple of seconds, that the entire universe opened up to him. And he, and in fact, that's, he used that to later try to come up with his own unified field theory. So Tesla was a unique person, definitely.
He definitely was, and even, you know, when he was a younger man, he didn't call it astral projection. He described it a little bit differently, but when he was a younger man in Serbia, he essentially described, you know, projecting when he was that age. And so he was definitely tied into the universe in a lot different ways than his peers.
But how could he say that? I mean, he'd sound like a lunatic if he just tried to verbalize that, especially at that time.
He did verbalize it, which is why they all thought he was crazy.
Well, there you go. You see what I was saying was right. You know, I think of the concepts of reality and simulations. I think of Star Trek's holodeck. Yeah. Everything seems real, but it only exists within the computerized environment. And then we have the character in Star Trek Voyager, where they don't have a doctor aboard the ship, so they use the holographic doctor that's portrayed by Robert Picardo. And who has just a great sense of humor in the way he plays the character. But as the series progresses, he becomes more and more real to the point where he can exist not only outside of the room in which the holographic projections take place, but on a planet. You could beam him down, this holographic projection, and he still has this reality about him.
Yeah, it's definitely a fascinating concept to see that, you know, that sort of idea evolve. So, some of these, I guess that's kind of the reverse of it. I was going to say some of these, you know, phenomena that we see and witness within our reality here, whether it's, you know, maybe something like a ghost or a shadow person or something like that, a light being. You know, these could be, you know, beings from beyond outside the simulation that come in here on a temporary basis.
We're going to be temporarily gone here for a second, then we'll get back with Mike, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So if they're coming here, Mike, from outside of our reality, is that something they control or does it just happen?
I believe it would probably be something that they control. If you're talking somebody that's outside the program. They would have to insert themselves into it somehow. So you think of, and again, we can kind of go back to the idea of some sort of game space or whatever, a lot of these online games. Now, again, the program is all whole in its entirety, you know, out there on the server, and there's, you know, like a client on your computer side of it. So player characters are kind of bound by all of that, but somebody that is a game master that's from the company that has produced this thing, that maybe there's some maintenance they need to run, or they're, you know, maybe they're watching and observing how players interact within the game space so they can do some other developing later on, that sort of thing. They would insert themselves wherever they want to within that game space because they would have basically the right privileges and access to be able to do that, to move in and out of that space at will. And so they would certainly have control to be able to do that. The player characters themselves are still, you know, bound by the rules of that particular program, however.
But also remember, since this is software, a developer can patch the software to add extra stuff.
Well, sure. And that could be, if you look at what we keep discovering along the way, you know, the James Webb Telescope, what was it, earlier this year, when it was looking into the distant universe, our astronomers, you know, kind of started scratching their heads. There's a lot more out there than we had originally anticipated. Yeah, the universe keeps going, guys. There is so much more going on. So was that, you know, was that a patch that you know, we developed some technology here to be able to see even more of the universe? Maybe.
Or maybe the universe expands based on our perceptions of it. As we understand more, there's more to understand.
This is true, yeah.
Therefore, we are creating the reality, the expanding reality.
Yeah, I mean, we're the driving force behind everything that we are experiencing. I mean, we could have just stayed here on the planet, but we keep looking up to the heavens and beyond. So as we keep searching and seeking, we keep finding more things.
Yeah. We've talked about throughout the program technological approaches to the subject, but what about time slips? This seems to be something that happens to people that, at least as far as we know, doesn't involve technology, but possibly some kind of natural phenomena.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, time slips are basically, you know, two moments in time getting a glimpse of each other at that same moment. So you could be, you know, you could see a woman in a 17th century dress all of a sudden in a room before you, and she turns and looks at you and acknowledges that you're there. You know, how does she see you? Does she see you, you know, in full? Or so it makes you wonder about some of our ghosts, hauntings, and things like that. Are these just, you know, time slips where you know something's playing out in front of you for a brief moment? And the question then becomes, you know, of course, what's the catalyst of that? So I think some of it, you know, we have, you know, very energetic spots along the globe, which I think, you know, help to manifest these sorts of things. A really fascinating story by the famous poet Goethe. I would tell him the story. And he's on the road walking to Drossenheim one day. He's having an affair with a young woman there, and he's kind of lost in thought. And as he's walking down this road, he notices this man on the other side of this road in this gold-trimmed gray suit. And you know, goes to get a better look at the guy. And all of a sudden, the guy, he just disappears right in front of him. What in the world happened there? You know, the guy was just standing right there. How did he suddenly disappear? He can't answer it, and he's keeps on his way. A couple years later, he's walking down the same road in the opposite direction. And as he's nearing that spot where he had that incident, he recalls the incident occurring, and then looks down, and he realizes and notices, wait a minute, I was the man in the gold-trimmed gray suit, because I'm actually wearing that suit right now. So This is, if you Google that, it'll come up under like doppelganger stories and things like that. But it's not really a doppelganger story. It's really a time slip story in which Goethe, for a moment, was able to tune into himself. I think he was in a bit of a meditative state, as he describes it. He was, lost in thought. Well, it's, these days we kind of call that, zoning out. And we do that, like when we're driving down the road and we're thinking about whatever, and all of a sudden we miss our exit. We have to turn around and go back. We've lost in our thoughts. It is a type of meditative state. And so, I believe while in that bit of a meditative state, he was able to tune into his own energy. He recognized himself at another point in time along that road and was able to get a glimpse of it. And when he noticed, this figure over there in this suit, and he wanted to get a better glimpse of it consciously, like, oh, I want to get a better look at this guy in this gold-trimmed suit, it broke that meditative state, and he lost the image of it.
Almost like the movie Somewhere in Time, where his meditative state was interrupted, and he lost it.
Yeah, it was interrupted by recognizing the penny from 1980, and that's what broke it. Yep.
Now, I've talked about it on the show before, but I had a time slip experience. Well, time slip or haunting, it's still debatable. Where myself and a friend, when we were teenagers, had a flat tire in front of this old farmhouse, and the old man from the house came out and brought us a board to help support the jack, so we could jack the car up and change the tire. Well, my mom, being the typical mom from the 70s, sent me back with a pie to thank this guy. Nothing there. House was gone. Exact same location. There was indications that there had been a house there, but just an open field at that point.
That's fascinating. Yeah. A story that my good friend Andrea Perrin likes to tell, and I featured this story on the docuseries I put together called The Shadow Dimension.
Let us hold that shadow.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
Let us hold that shadow in abeyance, and we'll call it up in our next segment with Mike Rick Secker, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
The Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Update. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, going deeper into Gaza, taking out Hamas terrorists, as still no deal reached to free the hostages. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
Patients and staff are evacuating Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, with a few remaining doctors attending to those too vulnerable to leave, as the Israeli military reportedly ordered staff to evacuate, a claim disputed by Israel. Accusations by Israel allege that Hamas uses Al-Shifa for military purposes.
Thanksgiving week here in the United States could be tough for travel. travel as rain, snow, and fog expected in some states, rain out in the northwest, then a storm system in the south will head toward the northeast. The good news, though, dry weather conditions across most of the country on Thursday. USA's John Schaefer has more.
AAA projecting that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kurt Sutherland, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Mike, let's call it up and see what happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was going to say my good friend Andrea Perrin. So, people are recognizing the name from the first Conjuring movie. So, she's the eldest daughter from that movie. And the movie was not based at all on her real experiences. Most of that is fictionalized for the film. But they had lived in that house for 10 years, had all kinds of wild and crazy experiences throughout the entire 10 years. But aside from the hauntings, she said even with all of that crazy stuff going on, the most significant thing that ever happened there, this was just after the seance that had gone bad. Everybody thinks it was like exorcism or whatever because of the film, but actually it was a seance that had gone bad, and it was some weeks after that, and she was up doing some homework. Her mother had awoken. She'd been asleep for quite a while, hadn't had dinner, and so when she got up, she asked Andrea, well, can you heat up the beef stew from dinner and make me a short pot of coffee? And so Andrea's like, okay, sure, I'll go do that. And so Carolyn's sitting in the parlor while Andrea's doing that. And as she's looking out toward the dining room, because that's the kitchen was back behind the dining room, she suddenly sees morphing into existence a family out of the 1700s. There is a woman cooking over a hearth, and the fireplace that that hearth was at had been boarded up at that point for like 100 years. So a couple of kids running around, and there's two gentlemen sitting at a table there with pewter steins. And they turn, they look at Carolyn, and the one elbows the other and points over at Carolyn, well, would you look at that? As if, Carolyn was the ghost, and then the moment kind of faded away. It's truly fascinating story to say of all the things. That was, really the most significant thing. And, of course, the question is, okay, well, how did this even happen? What's the catalyst from this? And what's interesting about the house. Now, it's of course, it's on old Native American land, so you can still draw some correlations to that. There's energy within the ground, that sort of thing. But directly below that parlor is a room that they call the well room. And they call it that because there is an open well right in that room. And to this day, still has water in there. Now, the room itself is, the walls are made of limestone, and they're capped with granite blocks. And as somebody who's been to Egypt multiple times, I can certainly tell you that a lot of the architecture there is, much grander than, a farmhouse. That's what they use. They use limestone and granite and then, water for a lot of different purposes. So it's like a perfect little power plant. And, so I believe it's, harnessing that energy out of the ground, creating like this little power plant down there. And then some of the more significant events that happen in the house. So the parlor right there, you had the time slip incident. And then the room above that, which was Andrea's bedroom, they had part of the shadow dimension stored because there's a lot of shadow activity up there. But there are also moments and incidents that happened up there in which wild things would be happening to the kids. It seemed like it would take 15, 20 minutes, half an hour for this bizarre phenomena to occur. And when it finally stopped, it'd go back downstairs. It was like only 5 minutes had passed. So it was creating these weird, she called it like, being entrapped in some sort of bubble, but it's, like some sort of time displacement occurrence. So, really, really fascinating things. I believe, again, the catalyst there, would be the energy that room is creating.
You know, that also reminds me of a story that I ran across not too long ago, where this realtor was going through a house that was, empty at the time, and walked into one room and was kind of shocked because there was an older woman and a little girl in this room. And she said that she screamed because she was so surprised, and the figures disappeared. Well, she knew she had a friend who lived in the house when she was younger, and she asked her, have there been any hauntings going on when you lived there? And her friend said, no, couldn't think of anything. But then she came back later, and because she had mentioned it to her grandmother, and her grandmother reminded her of the time when she was this little girl, her and her grandmother were in that room talking when all of a sudden this strange woman came in, screamed at them, and then disappeared.
Yeah, it's fascinating how those things, that's a time slip, that is absolutely a time slip, and it's fascinating how those stories come about. There's one that I include similar to that. A little bit different, though, that I include in my book, A Walk in the Shadows, and I also include now in the in Travels Through Time, where it was a young man when he was a small child. He had walked into the kitchen, saw this tall, dark, hooded figure over by the kitchen table, scared him to death, ran out of the room. Years later, he's a young adult now. He's over at the kitchen table making a sandwich. He's also wearing a hoodie. And all of a sudden, he sees walking through the kitchen doorway, he sees this small, short shadow figure who stops and then, boom, takes off out of the door, back through the doorway. And he realizes in that moment, oh my gosh, this was me the whole time. When I was a little kid, I saw myself standing over there by the table, and now I just saw the same incident play out, but I saw myself as a little kid. And what's fascinating with this one is that it only showed up as a shadow, and I think that's because of kind of going back to tuning into frequencies. I think we're all old enough here to remember when radios actually had knobs that you had to turn to get to your station.
Let me tell you how old I am. I used to assemble at age 15 radio kits using tubes.
Oh, there we go. Tube radios, yeah.
Tube radios, real knobs. I mean, my car has real knobs for volume and everything else, and for basic tuning. They still have them. Obviously, they cost money and they possibly do not last as long as those based on touch and everything, but or those that simulate knobs. But I remember a company called Allied Radio, and we'd build something called a night kit. And I built several different types of radios, shortwave radios, which were fun. Remember shortwave radio? Yeah. Technically, it still exists. But, you know, it's gone the way of the dodo. I also remember assembling an FM tuner, a stereo FM tuner. I grew up at the time that stereo was coming out. And they'd introduce these vinyl records to demonstrate stereo capabilities, and they had ping pong effects. They have lots of percussive tracks, and everything would jump from the left channel to the right channel, and everything like that. But then the Beatles recorded in mono. They didn't care.
Nice. Yeah, today we kind of simulate, because even as you, if you have a knob on there, it will move perfectly up, you know, 0.1 to 0.3 to 0.5. But back in the day, you had to, you know, be really careful with how you tuned that band. Because if you're just before or just after, you're going to come in staticky. And I think that's what happened with this Shadowlands. Is he's basically, again, you know, tuning into his own frequency, but it wasn't quite good enough. It wasn't whole. It was like, you know, just before or just after the right station there.
Well, the knob then, it was infinitely variable. As you turned it, it would increase or decrease the setting. Whereas with a stepped control, which sometimes I don't like because the step it goes to is too loud or too soft. So sometimes things that are supposed to be better and simpler are not. We'll continue with something that we hope is simpler. With Mike, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, real or Memorex, what are we? And when you see a ghost, for example, are you seeing the spirit of your dead relative or a glimpse of them from when they were alive?
It's a good question. In many of these cases, it's situational. There's no one answer that fits every case. And I think that's what people want. They want something nice, simple. Give me an answer to explain what's going on here. I just don't think it's that simple like that. So some of these, when we see a ghost or an apparition or something like that, some of these, sure, they're a human spirit. They are no longer within their body, and they are trapped on this plane of existence or trapped in this dimension. Going back to what we were talking about before, our consciousness is on the fourth dimension. We're inside a three-dimensional body. We lose that three-dimensional body, well, we can move on to that next level, that other, whether it's another dimension, whether it's outside the simulation, home world, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes that consciousness stays here in this dimension, but it no longer has a physical body. So sometimes that's what we're seeing. Other times, I believe that the consciousness has moved on to those other dimensions or what have you, and those spirits, for lack of a better term, periodically visit. You know, they enter back into this world for a variety of reasons. Maybe there's a message they need to pass on, or you know, it's happened for me before with my grandparents, where it basically was encouragement. Then there's other times where it's kind of what we were talking about before, where it's more of a time slip, where we're getting a glimpse of another moment in time. Other people talk about like residual hauntings, and this is a little bit different because the theory behind this is that the energy of an event has been captured into something on the premises, whether it's within the building material or what have you. We're not really sure what the catalyst is, but you know, it kicks off and basically plays back a recording. So yeah, you have a variety of different explanations that almost seemingly seem like it's the same thing, but they're not quite.
You think, though, if there are multiple realities, we could have different versions of ourselves existing in different places with minor changes. I had a theory at one time, thinking, of course, when we were talking about the grandfather paradox with time travel, that every time you change something in the past, in the time stream, you create a new reality to reflect that change.
Well, either you're creating a new reality or something in our concurrent reality changes, and that could be why a lot of times, you know, we have different memories that can't possibly have existed before. You know, some people talk about like the Mandela effect, and I'm not necessarily on board with all the branding and things like that. I think some of that is misremembered. But there's other fascinating cases with that where it's like, yeah, how can all these people from all over the world be misremembering the same thing in the same exact way? So there's some credence to that. And I think that's there have been changes in the timeline along the way. You know, and some of it I think is accidental. You know, I don't think, like, okay, if the spelling of Fruit Loops really did change and people are really remembering an alternate reality, I don't think somebody purposely went back in time to change the spelling of Fruit Loops. I think it's, you know, some, they went back maybe just to watch and observe, and they bumped into something, and, you know, result of essentially the butterfly effect. Yeah, you know, all these different dominoes fell rather than the other ones, and, you know, some things got changed along the way.
If you look at it logically, which good luck with that, right? Going into the past, no matter what you do, is going to change the past. It's inevitable. You can't go into the past without changing it somehow. I think of like the Simpsons episode where he invents a time machine from a toaster. No matter what he did, he was constantly changing his reality. but yeah, I mean, just the act alone of going into the past is going to change then the timeline from then on. I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, stepping on a butterfly or something like that. Just, you know, breathing the air or even just appearing is going to be enough to change things.
The main plot, the overarching plot of the TV show, Legends of Tomorrow, where they go back through time in their Wave Rider, and something, even though they fix the main problem, a new problem is inevitably created.
Right. There's a couple different shows that have dealt with things like that. You know, Timeless was all about, you know, this guy's trying to, you know, change the past in order to, you know, basically prevent his family from being killed. And along the way, you have these others that are trying to stop him from changing the past. Well, ultimately, they change all kinds of stuff. Sliders dealt with the idea of different realities, and no matter like what he tried to go back and do, it always ended up in a different reality. So yeah, there's been a lot of great pop culture that is dealt with that sort of thing. And yeah, I think we are, you know, getting the idea here that no matter what you try to do, it's never going to quite be the same.
The biggest example of that is the movie The Flash, where Barry Allen goes back through time to save his mother to prevent her death. It has nasty consequences. But then even when he thinks that he's fixed everything, this is a spoiler, folks, but it wasn't a good film. Even when he thinks he's fixed everything, at the end of the film, he meets Bruce Wayne, Batman. He expects to see Ben Affleck. All right? No, he sees Bruce Wayne, George Clooney as Bruce Wayne. But then the film went downhill from there. I thought they did a 5-minute sequence showing the three Batmen, Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck, and George Clooney. It'd be sufficient. But George Clooney didn't have enough time on set to shave his beard.
No, geez. Yeah, I actually haven't seen it, so I appreciate the spoiler. But that's fine, so I'm probably not going to watch it. But I thought they did a decent job with the latest Spider-Man, with using the three different Spider-Men. I thought that was fairly well done.
I have mixed feelings about it, because I watched the beginning, and I thought it got too jokey with silly, stupid jokes. And I might have enjoyed the entire film had I seen it. But that kind of turned me off from that.
Okay.
Oh, well, maybe I should give it another try. Mike Ricksecker, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about what you do and how to find you, where do they go? Hopefully not another time, space, or another dimension.
Yeah, dial your clocks back to 1974 now. You can find me at MikeRicksecker.com or ConnectedUniversePortal.com, which is my online learning platform. And, of course, my books are available, you know, everywhere. So you want to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your brick and mortar store. If they don't have it there, you can have them order it up. Yeah, social media, I'm on pretty much all of it, Facebook, Instagram, the thing that was once known as Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, I'm on pretty much all of it.
I was suggesting here that Meta would want to change the name of Facebook to Y.
Nice.
You can find us on Y, now known as Facebook. You can find us on Threads. You can find us on X.
Threads. Now,
just Threads, yeah. And what Threads could be needles next week. Look for the Paracast, folks, and you'll find it somewhere. You could also find us at the Paracast store, at the Paracast.store, the Paracast.shop. We offer branded merchandise for the show with four different logos. We also offer our streaming service, the Paracast Plus. Go to the Paracast.plus, where else. We give you the show without the network ads, better quality audio, and we offer the bonus exclusive special after the Paracast podcast, where Mike will be back with more discussions on a variety of things. If you want to check it out, we have the lowest prices ever for subscriptions. Go to the Paracast.plus. The Paracast.plus, you can sign up in 1 minute, just like that. Mike Ricksecker, glad to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much. Absolutely appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.